USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be speaking to the nation this morning after Iran fired more than a dozen missiles at Iraqi bases housing American troops late yesterday. The attacks in western and northern Iraq, retaliation for the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top general last week. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he and President Trump appear to be on the same page when it comes to one of the messages that needs to be sent to Iran.
I just got off the phone to the president. Your fate is in your own hands in terms of the regime's economic viability. You continue this, you're going to wake up one day out of the oil business.
Iranian state TV is reporting no survivors after a Boeing 737 crashed near Tehran with 180 passengers and crew aboard, bound for Kiev when it went down shortly after takeoff. Iranian officials say mechanical problems are suspected. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
More now related to our top story about the missile attacks by Iran on U.S. interests in Iraq. The FAA banning all U.S. airlines now from flying over Iraq, Iran, the Persian Gulf, and the Gulf of Oman after Iran fired those dozen missiles at two Iraqi military bases where U.S. forces are stationed. In a reversal, prosecutors are now recommending 6 months in prison for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. In a court filing, they note the serious nature of Flynn's offense and his apparent failure to accept responsibility. He did plead guilty to lying to federal agents about his contacts with a top Russian diplomat before President Trump was inaugurated. Harvey Weinstein will remain free on bond during his New York trial on sex crime charges. A judge yesterday rejecting a request by prosecutors to hold Weinstein without bail after new charges against the disgraced movie producer were filed in Los Angeles on Monday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
One of the Democrats seeking the White House out with a bankruptcy law proposal. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiled a bankruptcy reform proposal that would undo many of the legal provisions supported by rival Joe Biden. Warren's proposal would roll back many key aspects of a bankruptcy measure passed by Congress in 2005, which critics have long criticized as tilting the playing field in bankruptcy procedures away from consumers and in favor of banks and lenders. One of the main backers of the bill was then-Senator Joe Biden, whose home state of Delaware is headquarters to many of the nation's largest credit card issuers. The Massachusetts senator blamed its provisions, making it harder for consumers to discharge debt in bankruptcy, for worsening the 2008 financial crisis, citing research showing the bill caused about 800,000 additional mortgage defaults and 250,000 additional foreclosures.
And the biggest imitation meat maker says it's impossible for it to meet the supply demands of a chain that was interested in its products. Impossible Foods now pulling out of a coveted deal that would have supplied McDonald's with plant-based burgers, saying it simply cannot produce enough patties to partner with the world's number one fast food chain. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.